Messiah is calling me to a higher place of praise. Standing on the mountain to magnify his name. Telling all the and every nation that he reigns. Oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Standing on the mountain to magnify his name. Telling all God's people in every nation that he oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Standing on the mountain to magnify his name.
Hallelujah.
Telling all the people in every nation that he reigns. Oh, Zion is calling me. Zion is calling me. Oh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for another day that you've made, another day that you have blessed us, another day that you have sustained us, and another day that you've allowed for us to see. Thank you for the very air that we breathe. Thank you for the use and activity of our limbs. Thank you for allowing us to rise this morning in our right minds with a desire to seek after your face, to turn from our wicked ways, and so that you will heal our lands and heal our villages and heal our homes, heal our churches. God, we thank you, God, that we know that we can always count on you. For God, you never fail. Your word tells us that you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You are consistent. You are faithful. And because of your consistency and because of your faithfulness, God, we can always count on you. And so, God, we want to be more like you. God, there is a higher calling, a higher anointing, a closer walk with thee, God. There is a higher praise, oh God, that we can offer unto you every single day. For when praises go up, blessings can't help but to come down, God. And we want you to shower us down with your blessings this day, God. We want you to shower us down, God, with your presence today. Because if you are with us, God, oh, God, then there's nothing that can stand against us, God. There's nothing that can defeat us. There's nothing that can overwhelm us. For we can declare, God, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. It will not work. Nor any word that tries to rise up against us, God. We can put it under subjection. We can cast it down, God, because you have put the words of power, the words of favor, the words of anointing, the words of grace, God, you have put them into our mouths, and we can speak those things that are not as though they were. We don't have to take any type of situation that is thrown our way, but God, we can transform our environments, God. We can transform and set our atmosphere, God, because you have given us that authority, and you have given us that power. So God, let there be a praise on the inside, God, that we are not able to keep to ourselves. Let it ring up in us, oh God, today. A praise, oh God, that's worthy of an awesome God. A praise, oh God, that declares the you up, God, in the name of Jesus, a praise, Lord, that is comely for the upright. God, let your praises rise amongst your people today that we may, oh God, allow you to inhabit our praises today. We need you, God, in every single area of our lives. We're nothing without you. We can't move without you. We can't breathe without you. We don't even have our very being without you. And so, God, in all our ways, we acknowledge you this day because we are nothing without you. Oh, God, we can't do anything without you, and so we need you today. The devil has traps set up for us today, but we need you today. Oh, God, our flesh is going to try to get the best of us today, but we need you today. You can comfort us. You can strengthen us. You can undergird us, God. You can overtake us and overwhelm us and help make us stand strong in the mighty name of Jesus, and you can defeat the enemy, God. You told us just to hold our peace, oh, God, and let the Lord fight our battles, God. Victory shall be ours, God, if we let you fight the battle. You told Jehoshaphat the battle is not yours, God. And so, God, help us to put our flesh under subjection and not try to take your glory. But when we submit to you, God, that means all the glory and all the honor, it goes to you, God, because you want that praise. You want that glory. You want the privilege to protect your children and to protect your people. And so we say yes to your will, God, today. Hallelujah. We say yes to your way, God. We yield ourselves to you. We submit ourselves to you. God, and not my will, but let thine will be done, because your ways are farther, higher than my ways. And your thoughts are far above my thoughts, God. So I submit to you, God, because I want your will to be done in my life, God, on this day, in the mighty name of Jesus. So come no more and have your way, God. Come no more and shower down your blessings, Lord. Come no more, God, and rain upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. Come no more, God, and have your way. For your yoke is easy, Lord. Your burden is light, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. What you give us, oh God, is not overbearing, God, but you come to give us peace, God, peace that's unspeakable, God, joy that the world did not give, God. You come, oh God, so that we may live peaceable and holy lives, God. You do that, God, so your people, oh God, we don't have to stress out, God. We don't have to become depressed and overwhelmed, God, because the joy of the Lord, the peace of the Lord is ours, God. We can get all that we need and more from you. So we cast all of our cares upon you, God, this day. On this Tuesday, the 31st of May, God, we cast all of our cares over to you. For your word tells us that you care for us. You love us so much, God, that you gave your only begotten Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins. You did that so that we won't have to be overwhelmed by the circumstances and the cares of this world. You gave us your all so that we can give our all back over to you. In the comparison, God, what we give to you is not even compared to what you have given to us, but you just want our love. You want our attention. You want our focus in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us, God, today to only chase after you and not chase after those things that are carnal, those things that are not of you, God. Lady McCown talked about it on Sunday, Lord, to help us, God, to stop chasing after the wind. Stop chasing those things that are meaningless, those things that are fruitless, those things that are purposeless. God, those things that can't do anything for us. Help us to seek after those things that are eternal, not those temporal things. And so when we seek after you, God, you provide everything. My God shall supply all of my needs. My God shall make a way out of no way, God, because that's in your nature to coddle, to love, to protect, to shelter your possession. And I thank you, God, that I don't belong to myself. Because the days that I did belong to myself, God, I didn't treat myself good. I didn't treat myself with the highest esteem that I need to. I didn't give myself the best of things. But, God, when I said yes to you, when I said yes to your will, when I said yes to your way, Lord, you gave me the best that I can ever get, God, greater than what I can ever give to myself. So I thank you, God, that you love me so much that you would give me your best. You gave us your Son, Jesus Christ. And you allowed him to die on the cross for our sins. We thank you for the sacrifice. We thank you for the blood that was shed. We thank you for the blood that still works today. We thank you for the blood that still covers. We thank you for the blood that has not lost its power. We thank you for the blood that still heals every manner of sickness and disease. We thank you for the blood, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that can wash away every single crimson stain. We thank you for the blood, oh God, today, that still heals, still delivers, has and still sets free. We thank you for the blood today, God, because the blood still works. So let your blood cover us, oh God, today in the mighty name of Jesus, and to make us strong, to make us whole, to make us mighty in you. Oh, God, to help us to lean not into our own understanding, but the blood, oh, God, helps us to think about the sacrifice that you gave, the sacrifice that you made, the God, the great gift that you gave us, oh, God, and that you give us every single day. For every single day is a brand new day, God, brand new day to receive of your mercy, brand new day to receive of your grace, brand new day to receive more of your love, brand new day, oh, God, to be in your presence, brand new day, God, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, brand new day, God, to lift up the name of Jesus, a brand new day, God, to draw closer to you. We don't have to worry, oh, God, about the sins of the past, God, because we can, God, lay aside every sin and every weight that easily besets us, God, and we can run after you, we can chase after you, we can seek after you the more in the mighty name of Jesus. So come the more and have your way in our lives. And God, move by your power, move by your might, move by your presence in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your will be done, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your glory, God, be manifested in our lives. God, oh God, rain on us, oh God, today, that we may remain strong in you, that we may remain steadfast and unmovable, that we may be always about your work in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may not allow this day to be vain, that we may not think after those things that are not worth anything, those things that are worthless, God. But God, help us to seek after your love, seek after your love, your kindness, your meekness, your temperance, your gentleness, your faith, oh God, your self-control. God, help us to seek after your spirit, because the fruit of your spirit, God, is what will keep us all day long. Give us safe traveling mercies and grace as we will prepare our hearts and our minds to and our bodies to travel to Detroit, God. Keep us in the heart of your hand, God, and let no hurt, harm, or danger come to you. Oh, God, bless the people of God at Praise Center, God. Lady McCowan, God, I didn't call out their name last Wednesday, God, but I want to do it now, God. Lady McCowan, Lord, and Diamond Star, and Eric McCowan, and Crystal McCowan, Lord, and Aaron McCowan, God. Mother McCowan, Lord, we pray for her, oh, God, and pray for her body, strengthen her body, God, even now in the name of Jesus. Missionary Myrna Howard, God, and God, Victor Merriweather, and God, Sister Valerie Miller, God, those, and Sister Coulter, God, and little Christopher, and Yasmina, Lord, and Zachariah, God, we pray for the people of God. We pray for those that are missing in action, God. You know who they are. I don't have to call out their names, God, but we have some that are missing in action, God. Stir up in the midst of them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them not get any comfort, God, because if they're in the comfort place, God, they're in a place of death. If they're disconnected from the body, God, they're in a place of death, Lord, until they get themselves in right order and accountable, Lord. If it's time, oh God, for them to move somewhere else, God, stir up in them and let them know. But God, as long as they're unaccountable to the leader, God, then they're in the wrong place. And we want to make sure, God, that the people of God are heading the right way. So I pray that you stir up the minds and stir up the hearts right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. If we're not committed to you, if we're not focused in on you, if we're not in the right spot, God, we want to make it to heaven, God. Heaven is our destination. Heaven is our goal. So God, lead us, God, not to our own understanding, but God, lead us in the pathways of righteousness for your name's sake. And we'll bless your name. We'll give you the glory. We'll give you the honor. And we'll give you the praise this day. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.